You're listening to SBS News.
A storm of doubt, fury, and demands for answers has taken hold in the United States Capitol after an explosive opinion piece in the New York Times by an apparent insider in the Trump administration. A tense guessing game has erupted over who wrote the anonymous opinion editorial that described what it termed a quiet resistance being maintained against US President Donald Trump from within the staff. Penned by what was described as a senior official in the government, the article has the White House in uproar, and senior figures are stepping up to publicly deny having a role in it. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were among the first to refute authorship. US forensic linguist Robert Leonard says the writer has left linguistic clues about his or her identity, but Professor Leonard cautions amateurs to avoid the obvious clues in trying to determine who it is.
People who write things anonymously, we have to assume, and we'd normally be right, are going to try to muddy the water and maybe dumb their language down or masquerade some other way or mask their actual linguistic norms. And I only know the ones that we actually cottoned on to and were successful in solving the problem. Maybe there are other people who were just so good at this naturally that we missed it. But here in this case, we certainly are expecting to find disinformation.
The article came a day after the release of excerpts from a bombshell book by renowned Watergate reporter Bob Woodward. Titled Fear, Trump in the White House, the book describes, among other controversial matters, senior aides lifting documents from the Oval Office desk to keep the president from acting on his impulses. The book and the unrelated article create very similar pictures. Journalism professors such as Reju Narasetty from Columbia University in New York say the anonymous article could have varying impacts.
Does it cause significant challenges to journalism? I think it adds, for example, the president has been very vocal about kind of classifying certain brands, particularly the New York Times, as fake news and false news. It gives him perhaps more ammunition to go to his base and say, I told you so. These people don't have even the courage to kind of tell me who my enemies are. So in that sense, that could reinforce the 30% of this country that might believe what he's saying. But I don't think that it is going to have any lasting impact on the New York Times or on journalism.
It was an extraordinary decision to publish it at such a tense time for the editors at the New York Times, with the publication regularly criticized by President Trump himself. The paper has only rarely run such anonymous op-eds, such as when it protected a Syrian refugee whose life would have been in danger if the writer were identified. First Lady Melania Trump has criticized the writer of the latest anonymous piece as cowardly and sabotaging the protection of the country. The internet is rife with speculation about the author, but Professor Leonard, the forensic linguist, says it will require a scientific approach.
Insiders, for example, the press or political scientists or whoever is very, very knowledgeable about the ins and outs of what's going on in the White House would need to narrow down a suspect pool, maybe based on information that's in there that's not obvious to me, and then give to a forensic linguist extensive examples of known writings by those people. And then we would proceed a very methodical comparison between the questioned, the anonymous document, we call it questioned, and the known samples. And that's really the only way you can actually proceed scientifically.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.